Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
and Happy New Year. We're kind of right in between. It is Christmas, I think the sixth day of Christmas today, and we're still feeling the wonderful feelings of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day service here at Peace, and we're letting them linger here this morning. But it is an opportunity to also be thinking about the new year. What are you thinking about the new year? What kind of mindset do you have as you're thinking about the new year? Whether you're Christian or non-Christian, there's just a desire to live with purpose and meaning. And as a Christian, we're going to discover here today that God gives us a purpose and a desire for living because he's going to walk with us each and every day. We're going to hear from Simeon in Luke chapter 2. He had an attitude of just looking for the Lord every single day of his life, and that gave him purpose and direction for every single day that he lived. I wish you God's blessings today. I hope you're doing well and that the Christmas joy is still lingering with you and your family. I should also welcome those that are tuning in online with us via our YouTube channel. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Just some announcements before we begin today and continue our singing of Christmas carols and continuing our celebration of Christmas. The first is that I'm going to be away starting today. We're heading to Spokane to be with my family this afternoon and then for the next 4 days. I'll be back on Friday, January 4th. If you are in need of pastoral assistance, if anything's going on that you need prayer or need a word of encouragement, you can seek out one of our elders at church. If you're an elder at Peace, just raise your hand real quick. So we got Rick, and all of them are here today. We got Rick and Kay. Kay's right up here. Dave, Oscar, and Merv. And so just reach out to them and they can, they're available to talk to you. The second thing to share is that next Sunday is a Sunday in which we're kind of kicking off a whole bunch of things. We are going to have all-age Bible study back. And so note that Elder Dave Letting, he's going to have an announcement here in just a second, I believe. But I'll just plug that a little bit. He's going to be doing an 8-week study on prayer, how to partner with God in God's mission, how to be connected with God heading into the new year. I'm also going to be offering an online discussion on how to walk with Jesus in 2025. That's going to start Wednesday, January 15th, and go for about 6 weeks. So let me know if you want to be a part of that as well. But back to next week, we will have a healing service at 8:30 a.m., and then we will celebrate with a potluck. It's the first Sunday of the month, potluck after church next Sunday. And then finally, next Sunday after church, we're going to take down the Christmas tree. So if you got an extra 10 minutes, extra free hands to help us with that, that would be wonderful. I think that does it for my announcements before we begin our worship. I'm going to invite Dave forward to share a few details about his study.
Well, good morning. Next Sunday, you know, I have a confession to make to start with. I'm lousy at prayer. And as I thought about that, I thought maybe there's a lot of you that are too. Because one of the things that we're not really taught much about, at least I wasn't going through confirmation, is really a lot about prayer. So starting next Sunday, we're going to start with an introduction into prayer. We're going to go over the course of the next 8 weeks. We're going to talk about prayer in historical context, types of prayers. We're going to take a look at the prayer book of the Bible, and we're going to try to see if we can't find ways for all of us to enrich our prayers. But there's one thing that's going to be different this time than in the past. Instead of handing out kind of write-ups of what's going on, you're going to be given a sheet of paper that has maybe 4 or 5 questions on it. So I urge you to bring a pencil, something to write with next Sunday, because you'll have to listen and learn and then write your own answers to the questions. So we're going to try a little bit something different for the next 8 weeks. Okay, look to see you there next Sunday the 5th.
Thank you, Dave. Excellent. I think that does it for the rest of the announcements that we have to share. We're going to see in today's Christmas story, it's something that we kind of miss, but here at the Christmas program with the youth that play the parts in the Christmas story, do you realize every youth gets a part? Would that be weird if you left somebody out? That wouldn't be right. Everyone has to get a part. What you see in the Christmas story is that everybody has a part. There's a young child, that's Jesus, of course. There's a teenager, that's Mary. But then we also see in today's lesson that even people that are 84 years old play a part. And that's Anna the prophetess. She plays an important part in the Christmas story. Everybody has a part here at Peace Lutheran Church in the way that we minister and care for each other.